And it is very common for a lot of people to give up, a lot of people to lose faith in their vision, lose faith in their goals after a couple of years of just eating straight shit. And it's okay. Like, a lot of people say, like, you know, you fail, you're a horrible person. Like, if you fail and you decide to give up, that's okay. It was just not meant for you. It's just meant for the next person. That next person knows that giving up is not an option. And that's the person that truly deserves to be in the game. Hey guys, welcome back. This is The Journey from Zero to a Million and Beyond, where I take my experiences, my life lessons, and the mistakes I make along the way and share them with you guys so you don't make the same mistakes as me. Today, we'll be diving into one of the main reasons why most small businesses fail. In fact, according to the BLS, a little over 18% of small businesses fail within the first year, 50% fail within the first 5 years, and 65% fail within 10 years. And one of the main ways these businesses fail is because of the founders or the owners' lack of commitment. People like to try stuff for 1, 2 years, maybe even 6 months. They don't see any results, so they give up. Even the ones that wait 3 to 4 to 5 years still don't see any major results, so they switch industries. I believe that 5 years is the bare minimum that you should try something and then judge whether that's something you should stick with or not. Because those first 5 years are where lessons are learned, where you grow as a person, where you grow as a business owner, where you go from an operator to a leader, and when you start having some skin in the game. I'm a very firm believer that failure only truly happens when you give up. Everything before that is just a lesson that you have to learn the hard way. And it really sucks because if people could just stick to one thing for a long enough time horizon, they will eventually see success. It's literally inevitable. If you just keep trying, you will eventually see the results that you want. But the thing with a lot of business owners is that they're actually pretty ADD. And entrepreneurship in general really fits into the ADD personality. Because not only are you out there in the field doing the actual job, you're the one doing the sales, you're the one doing the customer service, you're the one doing all the admin work, you suddenly become an accountant. You have all these various tasks hitting at you every single day, switching your attention from here to here in a very short period of time that really feeds into the ADD personality. And it is very common for a lot of people to give up, a lot of people to lose faith in their vision, lose faith in their goals after a couple of years of just eating straight shit. And it's okay. Like, a lot of people say, like, you know, you fail, you're a horrible person. Like, if you fail and you decide to give up, that's okay. It was just not meant for you. It's just meant for the next person. That next person knows that giving up is not an option. And that's the person that truly deserves to be in the game. There are two main reasons why I believe commitment is very hard these days. Number one, the lack of normalizing delayed gratification. And that's majorly because of the rise of short-form content and short-form social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, all of these very, very short, very intensive, very stimulating videos mess up with your brain, and they get it used to having a payoff really, really early on and very, very consistently in a very short period of time. And so after overloading your brain with all of this overstimulating activity, guess what? It gets used to it. And then when you attempt to go into business, which requires delayed gratification as a basic necessity, a lot of people just don't have the patience for it. They don't have the attention span for it, and they just want a quick fix. And that's just not how life works. And sadly, a lot of people don't know this. And number two is the lack of vision. A lot of people go into business just for the sake of making money. I believe that while your goal may be having a shit ton of money, your actual destination should be personal growth, personal fulfillment, and helping others. Because the moment you start helping others, suddenly other people start helping you. And I believe that really depending on what industry you're going into and really depending on your skill set, solely having your goal be just to make a shit ton of money is not enough to push you through all the obstacles. Because let's be honest, no amount of money will ever truly make you happy. Sure, like, it will solve a lot of your problems. It will make you happy because those problems are solved now. But after all the money, after all the gratification, what is there left, right? Some of the richest people in the world, they weren't just in it for themselves. They were in it because they brought value to other people, because they wanted to solve a problem for other people, and that solution paid off. So just having your vision solely focused on money is just not good enough these days, because you will be too focused on the numbers, you'll be too focused on the profit margins, and you'll be too focused on every single little cost that eventually everything else crumbles because you're stingy. Don't get me wrong, managing your finances and making sure your business is actually profitable is very, very, very crucial. But if you want to make it big time, you got to think outside the box. You can't just be thinking about the money. And so I do believe that the lack of delayed gratification and the lack of vision are the two main problems that make commitment very, very, very hard. Because think about it, what is commitment? For me, personally, commitment means doing the same thing over and over again to get a goal. Essentially being content with the same situation for a long enough time horizon in order to make the ideal situation happen. And so now that we define commitment, we define the problems, what are the solutions? I believe there's three main ways to properly attack this problem of commitment. Number one, reevaluating your expectations. Ricardo, what do you mean by reevaluating my expectations? My expectations are fine. No, they're not. Most likely, your expectations are not even remotely close to accurate. And a way to really know whether your expectations are where they're supposed to be is by networking with individuals that are where you want to be, right? So people that have already made it, people that are already reached your goals, people that are past your goals. You talk to them and you ask them, hey, listen, this is the season of my business that I'm in, and this is where I want to be. I want to be where you are at. How can I do that? And they'll tell you, hey, look, I'll work this amount of hours. I learned this many times. I failed this many times. I succeeded this many times. I implemented these systems. And most of the time, those people that are very, very successful have completely obsessed over the little details that made them reach their success. And more often than not, those details are on either side of the extremes. So out of 160 hours of a week, they've worked 120. They started with no money. And so by talking to these people, your expectations that were here are suddenly here. And now you understand that, hey, I was not working as hard as I should have. I was not being as efficient as I could have. I did not have the systems in place to help me make faster progress. And so you reevaluate your expectations, you reevaluate your goals, you figure out a way to attack it, and you do it. Second way to fix this would be to determine a minimum. Now, what do I mean by determining a minimum? Human beings are very lazy people. It's just part of our nature. We look for the path of least resistance. We look for the easiest way out. It's embedded in our nature, and that's completely fine if you look at it this way. Simplifying your processes and making it very easy to be repetitive will help you scale from a very small business to a medium-sized business, eventually to a large business. Looking for the path of least resistance within the department of your business is the way to go. So determine a minimum amount of requirements needed to fulfill different roles in your business so that the work these roles do starts compounding and gets you to the goal that you want. So how does this help with commitment? By you figuring out these minimums and by simplifying your processes as much as possible, you eventually see that the pace at which you are reaching your goals eventually increases, because now it's not only just your manpower, it's your team's manpower and you going after the same goal. Everybody starts being aligned with the same goal. And so the moment you have 5, 6, 10, 20 people working towards the same goal, guess what? You will get there faster. There's a stronger culture around it. And the stronger culture, the stronger the commitment, because now 20 different people's livelihood depends on the commitment towards this goal, because this goal is what will push the company farther up. Determine a minimum, look for the path of least resistance. Now, number three, being patient. Obvious, right? Well, not as obvious as you might think. We have to define patience to really understand how this is a solution to being committed. I believe that patience is just the act of staying busy while waiting for something bigger to happen. And the only way that you would ever become patient is if you do things in the meantime while you have that cooking up. Think of it as you have your money, you invest it into an asset, and now you have to wait until that asset compounds over time. Now, whatever you do between your initial investment and your financial goal, that little time is the filler time that will keep you busy and will eventually make you patient. So by staying busy, by going through the everyday operations, by really focusing in on your business, time will fly by and you will eventually reach the goal that you want. Obviously, this goes without saying, you can't just sit around and not do anything while waiting. That's what will make you impatient. And so those are the three solutions to fixing the two problems that make commitment very hard. And I just want to leave you with this. All the people that support you, all your families, all your true friends, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, all those people that you love and hold very dearly, you owe it to them. You set out on this journey, most likely not just for your own interest, but for the interest of those people around you. And your lack of commitment is almost an insult to the people that believe in you. You owe it to them. You said that you were gonna do this. So do it. Don't back off. Be patient, reevaluate your expectations, and determine your minimum. These three solutions will solve your two problems that will lead to your lack of commitment. And remember, failure only truly happens when you quit. So don't quit. Easy enough, right? All right, guys, that's all I got for today. Just a quick video. If you like it, let me know. If you don't, let me know. Share it with someone who will benefit from this. And until next time, see you guys.